Lately, I've had many things on my mind which I've been discussing on and off with the Lord, like the value of church. Think about it. We go to a central location with other people whom we suppose are somewhat like-minded for about an hour to an hour and a half on a particular day of the week. And for some, it's twice per week if they're lucky enough to have the opportunity. We sing together for a while, and somehow in that space of time, folks are supposed to get it together enough to corporately engage with the Lord and be passionate and raise their hands for 20 to 40 minutes. We sit down, pass the plate to give tithes and offerings. Then we listen to someone expound on scriptures while we nod our heads understandingly, maybe even take a few notes for some undetermined time in the future to be reviewed. There is an offer for prayer if anyone wants it, at which time we gather our stuff and go home. My question to myself was, is that really church? Is that what God had in mind when he said in Hebrews 10:24-25, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Yet, on the other hand, Acts 7:48, "Howbeit the Most High dwells not in temples made with hands, and God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands." Acts 17:24. I've been thinking about what we're supposed to be doing and considering the question to myself, which is, am I accomplishing the purposes of the Lord in the time frame known as all my days? I've been part of fellowships that met for the corporate church body meeting on Sunday, sometimes on Saturday, and they loved being together so much that when the service was over, they just all continued church at someone's house. Many times the fellowshipping of the saints continued on into the evening. Now see, to me, that's church. That's the model of a communal table, house to house, believer to believer, that was spoken of in Acts 5:42 and 20:20. But what is this other thing we do where we meet for a short time, make a little small talk, nod our heads appropriately, then just leave? Some going away so fast it seems they can't wait to be somewhere else. What is that? I believe that we're looking for Jesus in all our congregating, short or long, singing high or low, hanging out and studying. We are looking for Jesus, looking to connect with the Lord somehow. We're not sure how to get there, wherever there is. Hopefully it's somewhere, and it's definitely better than nowhere. The topic on the table is titled Looking for Jesus, and how are we going to do this? Here's a sticky statement for pondering. If we look for him, he will find us. Isaiah 58:9-10. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light arise in the darkness, and your gloom be as noonday. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a semi-live broadcast for your edification. Think-worthy conversation, addressing life in Christ about 3 inches below the surface of your presentation face. And in case the idea of presentation face is perplexing, what I mean is that everyone has a face they give to the world around them. And then there's the real face right where they live, the one which presents the reality of where we really live in all our concerns, confidences, fears, difficult questions, you know, all that. I reckon you get my drift. Come go with me. Oh, by the way, your comments are welcome. I don't mind. I think I've been hammered so much there isn't much that could slap the Holy Ghost smile off my face anymore. Or at least not nearly as often as in days past. I'll be right back.